Hey everyone, Daxon Reed here, and welcome back to the Motivation Spark. I know, life can sometimes feel like a runaway train, especially when you're juggling work deadlines, personal commitments, and that never-ending laundry pile. Ever felt like you're drowning into dust and inspiration takes an unexpected vacation? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? You don't have to let overwhelm be your boss. Today, we're diving into a super important topic. How to stay motivated when you feel like you're about to hit the wall. We'll unlock some strategies that are more about feeling grounded and less about pushing yourself harder. Because true motivation comes from within, not from burning out. Ready to spark your inner fire? Let's go. First things first, it's crucial to acknowledge what's causing you to feel overwhelmed. Is it a specific project at work? A mountain of errands? Maybe it's the constant barrage of news and social media? Once you pinpoint the culprit, you can start tackling it head on. Don't just try to shove those feelings under the rug, talk about them. Vent to a friend, journal your thoughts, or even find an online community where people are going through similar things. Sharing the load, even virtually, can lighten the weight significantly. Next up, break down those big, scary tasks into smaller, manageable chunks. You know that feeling when you stare at a massive project and it feels like climbing Mount Everest? Yeah, not so motivating. Instead, divide that project into bite-sized pieces. Even just scheduling 15 minutes to focus on one small aspect can give you a sense of accomplishment and momentum. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your goals. Celebrate those mini wins along the way. Remember to prioritize self-care. This isn't about indulging in guilty pleasures, although a good ice cream scoop every now and then won't hurt. It's about replenishing your energy reserves. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, move your body in ways that feel good for you, whether it's a walk in the park, dancing to your favorite tunes, or hitting the gym. When you feel physically and emotionally well-rested, motivation naturally follows. Think of it like charging your phone. If you keep using it without plugging it in, eventually it'll die. Now, let's talk about gratitude. It might sound cliche, but focusing on the good things in your life can make a world of difference. Keep a gratitude journal. Jot down 3 things you're thankful for each day, or simply take a moment to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a genuine smile from a stranger. Cultivating an attitude of appreciation shifts your perspective and opens you up to more positive experiences. And finally, remember that it's okay to say no. You don't have to be a superhero who says yes to everything. Setting boundaries protects your energy and allows you to focus on what truly matters. It's about prioritizing your well-being and creating space for things that bring you joy and fulfillment. Think about a time when you were feeling completely overwhelmed, like there was just too much going on. What did you do? Did you try to power through it all, leading to burnout? Or did you find ways to break down tasks, seek support, or take care of yourself? You probably remember that feeling, that knot in your stomach, the racing thoughts, maybe even a headache creeping in. It's no fun, right? But what if instead of letting overwhelm control you, you used it as an opportunity for growth? Imagine this. You have a big presentation coming up, and you're already feeling stressed. Instead of panicking, you break the task into smaller steps, researching your topic, creating an outline, practicing your delivery. You also reach out to a colleague for advice and support. By tackling the task in manageable chunks and seeking help when needed, you not only reduce your stress, but also build confidence. You realize that feeling overwhelmed doesn't have to be a negative experience, it can actually be a catalyst for positive change. So, remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, break down big tasks, prioritize self-care, practice gratitude, and don't be afraid to say no. These aren't just words, they are practical tools that you can use to navigate the ups and downs of life and stay motivated even when things get tough. Let me know what resonates with you in this episode. Share your thoughts on social media using #MotivationSpark or leave a review wherever you listen to this podcast. Your feedback helps us keep this spark alive and inspire others. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.